So, have you clarified whom you worship? Do you agree to worship the God of Abraham? Or you insist you'd rather worship the God of the mountain nearest to you, the God of your tribe? God will not stop you. That's your choice. To this side of the sky before judgment day. But remember, you will then not be a worshiper of Jehovah. Once you choose to be a worshiper of Jehovah, you must choose the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. You must take yourself away from your tribal beliefs to have the biblical beliefs. You must start worshiping a God of a particular area to worship the God of the universe. That's what he wants the Israelites to know. As they come to worship him, they should know he is consistent. He was the God of Abraham, but when Abraham died, he didn't die himself. He was still God. He was the God of Isaac, or like he used to be called by Jacob, the fear of Isaac. But when Isaac died, God did not die. He became the God of Jacob. And when Jacob died, he didn't die. He continues to be God, and he's saying, he will be your God the same way he was the God of Isaac and Jacob. So you need to meet God for yourself. Cry to God for on your own. Don't just believe in the prayers, group prayers. Learn to pray to God yourself, just the two of you, God and me, because he's willing to be your God, not just our God, but your God.